Live flamenco on stage with Savannah Fuentes, Pedro Cortez, and Jose Marino. Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m. at Reading School of the Arts. Tickets can be purchased at brownpapertickets.com or by calling Reading School of the Arts. Live flamenco is filled with passion and excitement, exquisite dancing, and masterful guitar playing. It is an experience you'll never forget. Preferred seats at the edge of the dance floor are available, so go to brownpapertickets.com or call Reading School of the Arts. Enjoy live flamenco with Savannah Fuentes, Friday, March 15th at Reading School of the Arts.
Tonight's broadcast of Heroes in the North State was pre-recorded.
Welcome to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. We're going to have a wonderful show today. We are joined here in the studio with the board members for the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. And this fund is really dear to my heart just because of everything that's been going on here in the North State with the fires that we have. But this fund has actually been started a long time ago by a group of individuals who got together to make a difference in the community by helping their brothers and sisters in the firefighting community and their families. And, of course, it's expanded into community members as well, who really just maybe for whatever reason has had something tragic happen or a great need come about. And this group of individuals came together to say, you know, we could do something. You know, we're powerful as one, but as a group, we're even more powerful. So joining us this morning is Brandon Lanning. He is the chair of this nonprofit. And then we have Alyssa Hagerman, and she is the secretary. And with us is Nick Ciapponi, and he is the one of the recipients of the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. And so today, if you're just now joining in, I'm Michelle Slade. I am the host of the show, and this show is really inspired and brought to you through all the acts of kindness that happened during the car fire. Nonprofits are dear to my heart in general, and people just making a difference and going above and beyond are also passion projects of mine. And so when all of that was happening and all the stories were coming out about just everyday people making a difference in our community by doing random acts of kindness, we're like, we need to have a show about this. We really need to shine a spotlight on these everyday heroes, these unsung heroes, these people who wouldn't naturally come and say, hey, look what I did, but we're seeking them out. And so if you know someone who fits that, we would love to hear from you. Please go to My Umbrella Marketing and send a message, and we would be happy to look at individuals in the community that we could interview in the future. But today I want to go ahead and get started. Let's go ahead and talk with Brandon a little bit. Brandon, as the chair of this amazing fund, I know maybe you could tell us the heart and how it got started.
So, back in early months of last year, 2018, we officially came together in April, I think, is when the exact date Alyssa has. But in April of 2018 is when we put this together with a core group of people, and it was sort of just done on a whim. The Shasta Trinity unit, Cal Fire unit, actually, and that's who employs us, which we are not, you know, technically affiliated with this group, but a lot of us are employed by them, and we've had sort of some different funds and different ways of raising money throughout the years, and it's always you know, came to a point where we haven't had, it hasn't worked 100% for us. It was not a nonprofit, so there was some money issues and things like that about how to raise money and then give it back out. So we sort of came together. We actually had one of our chief officers, and he's a liaison on our group, Felix Bervinia, and he was familiar with Tehama County's and Butte County's Burn and Benevolent Fund. So he had us get together, and we sort of had to do it really fast. We actually had some incidents or events happen to us that some employees needed assistance, and we'll get into what actually we do in a second. But Yeah, we came about and came together, volunteered our time, sort of stepped up. It's a great thing. We all know the importance of it, and you're right, it is behind the scenes. It is for not only Cal Fire, firefighters in the local area, but the City of Reading Fire Department, and any district fire departments, if it's Shasta Lake City, Anderson, Bernie, any that reside in Shasta County. That's why we kept it pretty broad with Shasta firefighters, just the name. And then volunteers as well with Shasta County Fire Department. We've assisted them as well. So anybody out there that that is in, you know, the fire service here in the Shasta area, including the federal agencies being BLM or the United States Forest Service or whatever, we sort of you know, have put it out there that if we can assist any of them, we look at one and the same. Doesn't matter of which agency you work for. So, you know, we're trying. It's new. It's been since April, and we'll see where it goes. But we hope that it's going to be here a while. And like I said, as the show goes on, I'm sure we'll talk about
right.
that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. So, Brandon, when you're looking at who would be a recipient, how do you go about that? How does that one individual come to your to the forefront, to the top of your mind?
So, you know, usually the request comes to us from standpoint of another employee or another agency lets one of us know that an event has happened. When we say an event, we're talking about we have bylaws that are stated that it's sort of catastrophic event that's a mishap unknown. There's an illness or something happens and somebody that is in the fire service needs assistance. So how that comes about to us, many different ways. There's seven of us that actually sit on the board, and usually it's by word of mouth. So or they get a hold of us, and we're trying to get our the word out there. Of course, as it spreads and things like that, there's a lot of people will come to our chief officers or Felix. He is our liaison person that a lot of requests come through him. But any of us can do that if it's, you know, we have part of the board that works in our front office and works in the different fire stations spread throughout our unit or our county is what we call it. We just call it a unit because it's two counties put together. But those requests come in, and then we just evaluate it as the board, you know, get together if it's in a meeting or realistically because of our we're spread out all over the time. It's just done by some modern ways of communicating, and we use those apps and things like that to make sure that we vote and approve it. And then there's some, you know, ways that we can look at how much or whatever how we are helping that individual. So it's done pretty fast, and we try to get the turnaround and assist the people as fast as we can. Mm-hmm. So
it's not necessarily, if I'm just correct me if I'm wrong. So you're not necessarily looking for someone to be, they're not requesting funds. There's no form they're filling out. There's no criteria necessarily of how serious or how it's really the group of you are coming together. It's from the heart. It's for the greater need. So it's the need that's presenting itself at the time.
Yeah, Michelle, you know what? I think as the chairman of this, and I think we set forth some parameters early on, and we looked at, we know some things that have happened to our employees or to some individuals, and I think that we definitely we just left it very basic. Like, if you come to us with a request, I don't see a need to get into people's personal business. And like I said, later in the show, we'll hear from one. But I think that, you know, we get the general gist of it. You know, in the fire service, we're a pretty close-knit group as it is. So trusting, you know, of what they're doing. But as far as, you know, as people with illness an event has happened or whatever, you know, we sort of took the stance of we're not here to get into why and what they need the money for. And yes, we do know what they end up using some of the money for because they tell us, but that's none of our, when we receive it and get it out there, we're definitely, you know, just open to whatever will help them. And, you know, there could be, you know, a lot of requests, and I'll just be broad, but there's been people that have been ill and they have to go out of town and stay in hospitals and things like that. So they're receiving money for dinners, or if it's a hotel room, mm-hmm. that can help out, you know, and things like that, that we've done pretty good assisting. But that's pretty much, like I said, no, we don't get into, you know, what they're doing. I think that's people's private business. So,
and if I could just add on to that real quick, I would say about 85% of the people that receive contributions from us don't actually know that it's coming until it's handed to them.
Oh. Yeah,
it's a request made by another person within the department, and we use that person to then get that money to them.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We're also going to meet one of our recipients. We have Nick Ciappone here in the studio, and he is going to tell us a little bit about his story and how the fund has benefited him as well. And so if you're just joining us, you are listening to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. And here in the studio with me today, we have our current board members who are starting up a nonprofit that is Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. And they also have a fundraiser that's coming up just around the corner, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that as well. And we're really just going to dive in and learn as much as we can about this amazing group of people who are our local heroes, who are all volunteers coming together to make a difference in the North State, because it's simply just the right thing to do. No one told them they had to do it. No one requested it from them. They just simply came together because they saw a need and they wanted to help and they wanted to feel it. So thank you all for being here. We're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and if you're just joining us, we have here in the studio with us today the board members from the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund, and it is an amazing organization doing great things, making a difference in our community for their friends, their families, their coworkers, their brothers and sisters in the firefighter community. And today we have with us, we're going to go back and talk a little bit with Alyssa Hagerman. Alyssa is the secretary of the on the board for this amazing nonprofit. And if you missed out at the beginning of the break, we're going to go ahead and pick back up. But we have one of the recipients here in the studio, and Alyssa is going to tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Yeah, so we had received word from one of our chiefs that one of our fellow firefighters, actually he's a fire captain, had a medical injury, and we were asked to if there was anything we could do. And so based off of what Brandon had explained earlier in our process of, like, we communicated, we discussed in regards to, you know, what did we want to do for him? Like, this is it's a serious injury. It's going to be, you know, spendy. And we discussed it, and we got a check together. And then we actually had, I believe it was Greg. Yeah, Greg Babcock, who is another board member. He's our co-chairman. He went to the hospital and delivered the check to the family. And so, again, he had no idea that this was coming. And I, from what I understand, from what we received back from our co-chairman, was that he was actually really touched and blown away.
Yeah. There's a Michelle, and I'll just speak to this real quick before Nick starts talking. But so this process, and when things like this happen, is exactly why, and Nick's going to tell the story, but exactly why we're here and what happens. Unfortunately, and I'll be honest with you, is and Nick, again, we'll get into the story. I just saw Nick
the night before
on a fire, actually in the city of Reading, in the Cloverleaf of 44 and I-5, and it happens so fast that that we have to sort of put our professional stuff, you know, like as far as like our job and stuff. All of a sudden, we realize we're like, whoa, we're part of the Burnham Benevolent Fund, and we need to do something and do it fast. And then the question comes to what and what are we going to do, and how do we go to that person and be like, hey, what do you need when they're you know, when they're having trouble? So I'm just saying it's a very fluent process, but. And you were going to hear the benefit of it, but I'm just saying, like, it's very, at times it happens so fast, and we realized that, hey, this is probably one of the first few times that, we knew that it hit close to home, and we were like, hey, we need to do something and get it out there and the benefit. We try as hard as we can to do it as fast as we can. It's just, you know, sometimes it's almost too fast, and we got to sort of pump the brakes on, you know, what we're trying to do and how we can assist somebody and things like that. So I'll let Nick tell a story, but I just wanted to say, you know, it happens quick, and we never know who, and that's a big thing. And like I said, for those of us that are close with one another, sometimes it can be closer than we think. So.
Well, and that I can understand that, because you're looking at an immediate need when an immediate – that's it's in the title. Yeah. It's an immediate need. It's something that you're not planning for.
Yeah.
You don't know it's coming on either side, for your organization or the recipient. And so to be able to pull together, even though your day jobs are so highly demanding and stressful, and you're all in different parts of your unit, as you were saying, with different roles, and to be able to stop what you're doing, focus on the immediate need, and make that amazing, generous donation that's going to literally help a family and change a life. So let's hear a little bit from Nick. So, Nick, you are a recipient. How long ago was your injury?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having us. It was June 19th.
Of 2018,
yeah.
So you're still in the healing process.
Yeah, I'm good. No long-term deficits. I was very lucky. I had a mild stroke. I was coming off shift that morning, and all of a sudden I noticed some issues. I didn't think much about it. Started headed home. Things developed. So I worked my way actually back to my eye doctor, and my eye doctor was like, hey, you're having a stroke. We need to go to the ER. So they brought me up to the ER, and I started that process. Luckily enough, I was in early enough to receive medication to help. So, but yeah, I was, it was definitely interesting for me. I didn't expect that morning, as most people wouldn't. But yeah, so it was, went through the process and just kind of figuring out, like Brandon and Alyssa were saying, you're not really thinking, you know, you're just thinking about what's the next step while I'm here in the hospital. Luckily enough, knowing, really in the fire department, like it's your fire family. Like if you need something, like they're all over you before you even, you know it. They're stacked up out in the waiting room. Like, hey, what do you need? What's going on? Where's the kids?
Yeah.
So, it was really cool. Couple days into it, Babcock showed up and had a donation for me, a financial donation, which is awesome because we all know medical stuff's expensive. And it's even, you know, as Brandon said, it doesn't really matter. We know they're going to need something, or, you know, as somebody. So here it is. Do with it what you will. We don't know, and it doesn't matter, but it is helpful.
Right.
And it was extra, I'd say, touching to me because I've been a part of this department for a while, and we've talked about this. We've had this conversation of this developing for a solid 7-8 years probably. And luckily enough, Brandon, Felix, Alyssa, you know, got some traction going and got it going. And I'd been hearing about it. We're busy. So it was awesome kind of on top of getting that when it showed up that I knew that they had – the machine was up and running, and that was really awesome for me.
So to be able to hear your colleagues, mm-hmm. and you're talking about this dream of being able to give back and to help.
And I got to be on the receiving end of it.
That's really touching, actually.
Yeah, and then knowing and seeing just how big it will be.
Right.
And it's going to be great.
The potential growth, and that's really where our community comes in.
Absolutely.
Because with, you know, you're a group of 7 on the board, I believe you said.
Yeah.
And you're a young nonprofit. I believe you're still in the process of getting your 501c3 licensing. So you're through that. You're just waiting for it to show up in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So operating as a nonprofit, having ran nonprofits on a development end, I understand what that takes. And so kudos to all of you for being able to pull that off. And how our community can help is, and help people like Nick and Nick's family. And I think I heard you said you had one child at least. You have a couple
of
little?
Yeah, I have three.
You have three.
Yeah, two boys and a girl.
So you guys can't see Nick, but Nick is a young man. He's got a young family. Definitely, I can see how you didn't wake up that day and think, gosh, today I think I'm going to have this catastrophic event happen that's going to affect probably your livelihood.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine being in a hospital thinking about your own health and how you're going to provide for your family moving on in the future. And then just out of nowhere shows up this amazing blessing.
Yeah.
In the form of money, which is how we live and survive. Mm-hmm. And to take at least some of that burden, some of that pressure off of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's remarkable.
I'll just say too, Michelle, that this is a, you know, a lot of the times, if we get hurt on the job, you know, we're taken care of and things like that. And then, you know, this extends to off of work also. And, you know, and that's the thing is the questions have came up, you know, they're like, well, obviously, you know, we have insurance, we work for a great department and things like that. That is for us now,
right.
Necessarily, you know, and like I said, we spread across, you know, the volunteers here in Shasta County and we don't know people's financial or you know, healthcare coverage or whatever that is. So, and including, you know, other departments, like we said, so that's why we're here is to help with financial situations or whatever for a long time. Like Nick was saying is that, and this up here in the North State with us in Shasta is we didn't have a means to help financially. And so we would always run into these things of like limiting it to $200 or $250 or whatever it is. And then we didn't have that, you know, tax exempt thing. So, you know, it was hard to get the donations back to the people if
right.
we wanted to donate to them. So now we do. And it doesn't have a cap of a small amount. We could actually make a difference and help some people out. And like I said, it's not just us. It's the department. We actually, with Cal Fire here in Shasta, we also work directly with or for, or some of us, and depending on their position, are the Shasta County Fire Department.
Right.
So you know, it's and we work with all the different district fire departments or the cities that that are out there every day. So we're here to support them and help them when in a time of need, no different than Nick.
Right. And I'm thinking, Nick, with you, I can't imagine as being, you know, the sole support, or maybe you have support of your family financially, what that would feel like, knowing that you have three young children to think about. And so you're laying in a hospital bed and you're thinking, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm just thinking how I would be
absolutely
feeling.
Absolutely. This year's been slightly terrifying at certain aspects.
Yes. Yes, I can understand that. So when we're going to take a break in just a little bit, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about how the community can support this cause, can support people like Nick and Nick's family, and talk a little bit more about how you can have the best health insurance or no health insurance, but there's still expenses that are unforeseen that you're not even thinking about. And what a blessing it is to be able to be given a gift that you then have no ties to, that how you can spend it. You can use it how it best benefits your family, how it best alleviates the stress for your family. So thank you for all of you again for being here. We are going to go to a commercial break. We'll be back shortly, and then we're going to have Felix Barbina join us, and we're going to hear a little bit more about public relations and community involvement. So we'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move, or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
The Backbone and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Springtime is the time to buy a new Polaris. During the Polaris Spring Sales event, you can get low financing and rebates up to $1,500 on the world's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs. See your Polaris dealer now. Visit Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Offers valid in U.S. through April 30th, 2019 on new 2015 through 2019 vehicles. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Welcome back to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. If you're just tuning in, I'm Michelle Slade. We are here in the studio talking with current board members and liaisons for Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. And it is a nonprofit that is giving back to the community, giving back to their own, making a difference in the lives of friends and family members, community members who have had catastrophic events of all different types. And they're sole purpose is to raise funds so that they can help lift the burden off of someone who may otherwise not be able to financially care for themselves or just need a little extra help. We learned earlier in the program that there really is no tie on how you can spend the money. The fund itself is given to an identified individual so that they can then meet their basic needs to be able to start the healing process, which is pretty remarkable, and it's a great group of people here in the studio with us today. We're going to go ahead and talk a little bit with Felix Verbena. Felix is the liaison on the board, and he's going to share a little bit more about, we've got an upcoming golf tournament, and this is ways that the community can then contribute to make a difference. And we're going to talk a little bit more also with Nick and hear more of his journey and his healing and recovering. But for now, Felix, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about how the community can get involved.
So hello, my name is Felix Verbena, the liaison for the Shasta County Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. So as we said before, we do have a golf tournament coming up, which is in April. And how the community can get involved with this is support us with this event would be to sign up. It is April 27th to come in and support the event and have a good time, play golf, and have a nice dinner with us and then do some raffle items. The golf tournament is right now currently our sole income that comes in to help us, to help everyone in the community and our fellow brothers and sisters as we go through this.
So during the fight, so there's a lot of different ways I understand that the community can get involved. They can either join, make a team.
Yeah.
And come in. And I think that deadline is the 16th to put together a team. But they can also make, if they don't golf, but they would love to help, you can donate if you're a business or an individual, raffle items, some prizes. And then there's also sponsorship opportunities, it looks like, where you can sponsor a hole.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, no, there's 18 holes out there, and sometimes we double them up for sponsorship if there's enough. But like I said, I mean, there's 18 holes. We usually have, somewhere between, I'd say, 120 to 150 people out there. There's, four people per team, 18 holes, and then we can double each hole, so 36 teams of four. So whatever that comes to, but like Felix said, it's a great opportunity. People don't actually have to, go out there and golf. If they want to come just watch or come walk around, it's a great day. Usually the weather's nice, that time of year. Sometimes it's really hot, which, for April, it's normal up here. But we have a great time, play golf, and there's a dinner in the evening. But people are, like I said, we're looking for sponsorships for not only the hole, just donations of prizes for the raffle or donations in general to the Burn and Benevolent Fund. So, great day of golf. And that's solely, like right now, Felix said, it's our only, fundraiser that we do. We are looking towards others, later on, but the golf tournament's it, and it's shortly approaching. So.
So it sounds like if you are able, if you're out there and you're listening and you are inspired by what's happening with this nonprofit, the Burn and Benevolent Fund is going to make a direct impact on the lives of community members. And it could be your friend, it could be your neighbor, and it could be you. I mean, we all never know when that catastrophic event is going to happen. And so I would invite you personally, and I know our board would here, that is joining us would like to invite you to please participate, because you're going to make a direct impact. 100% of the funds go directly to families who are affected. It is a complete volunteer board, if I understand correctly, Felix.
That is correct. We're all volunteering our time to make something better for the community and for our brothers and sisters in the fire department.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So let's go and talk with Nick a little bit more. So, Nick, you know, you shared a little bit about your story that one morning you woke up, you went to work. It was a normal everyday day in your mind. And then just out of nowhere, you had a stroke.
Yep. Yeah, I was on shift that night. I was coming off shift that morning to go home and enjoy my time with the family for a day before I went back. And I just noticed I was having some problems talking. I was trying to brief the crew coming off shift, and I didn't notice till I got on the road that I had some vision issues, but otherwise nothing else. Kind of weird gut instinct. I called my wife and I was like, hey, kind of jokingly, I'm like, hey, I think I'm having a stroke.
Oh.
And she's like, no, really? And I'm like, no, I think I'm getting a migraine. But that being said, for folks listening, you should pay attention to your bodies. They're, mm-hmm. you know, could be telling you something. So otherwise, I would have no reason to have a stroke. So, yeah, so anyways, that was that morning, and then went up to the hospital, went through the process. And, you know, after the fact, like I said, I've been very lucky that it wasn't major. I don't have any major deficits, just a little tingling here and there. But otherwise, the department's been amazing for me, finding work for me to do. I'm able to stay busy, and that was hard during the summer in my backyard, my battalion, my people, my team out there, and having to sit the bench. I don't do that well. So that was super hard, but luckily enough, the department got me back in and doing some sort of work, so that was very great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it'll be good. We'll get over it. But like I said, I can't. I was shocked when they showed up. I knew the B&B had got going, but I didn't realize how well. And I'm excited that they took it and got it running, and it's going to benefit. It just happened to be that I'm in the department that the folks are volunteering out of, but it's not just for our folks. It's for our community, our firefighters, and you know. Whatever agency it is, because they are, when we're out on the line, that's all our team. We're all on the same team.
Right.
So it's awesome that, and the word travels fast. It's real quick. Somebody, you know, somebody gets hurt, somebody's sick, somebody's loved one in the house needs something, and we all know it, and we get the word out fast, and, you know, everywhere from folks showing up to the B&B being able to support. I mean, you've even heard of, you know, somebody needed to travel somewhere quickly. It was an opportunity. Boom, here, get them a ticket, get them going. Like, right. Just, it's action.
Because it could be as simple as you may use it to pay your medical bills, but you may need gasoline. I mean, it's the simple things that we don't think about, or food to help feed your family while you're undergoing treatment because your income has decreased or
sure.
in some cases went away,
yeah.
depending on the person and
yep.
their individual family structure. And a lot of people nowadays can't afford insurance. I know that you probably have insurance. I've had great insurance and had something catastrophic happen, and it was literally thousands and thousands yeah. of dollars copay, my
still,
portion.
Still expensive.
It's still yeah. expensive any way you look at it. You're correct. But to be able, if you're just tuning in and listening to us this morning, Nick was telling us his story about how he was up in the hospital recovering, and basically this group of amazing volunteers and fundraising people showed up with a check and just blessed him in the hospital. I mean, you can't get any closer to, I mean, that's a fast turnaround.
Yeah.
It's pretty
awesome.
Remarkable. So if you would like to get involved, I want to encourage you to please reach out to this group. How can they get a hold of you to make a contribution, make a donation? So do we want to have them call Pat's number?
Yeah, we have an email as well, and I think I can get it here in a second. We'll get it from Melissa. But the Shasta Firefighters Burnham Benevolent has an email address that that goes to our secretary. And then for the golf tournament, absolutely. Pat Buckner has a contact and his phone number is 530-921-3669. And Pat's sort of the organizer of the golf tournament. And then I just got the email from Melissa, and it's Shasta Firefighters B and then and B. So it's again, Shasta Firefighters B and B at gmail.com, and it's all one word for Shasta Firefighters and then B and B.
Okay.
Letter B and B.
But, and it's spelled out A and D. B A and D B.
Yes. So
okay,
it's
perfect.
Spelled out. Yeah, again, it's Shasta Firefighters all together, and then the letter B and then the word and the letter B again at gmail.com, and that's the email address that we have that goes to Alyssa, and she can check it. And that's probably the best way to get a hold of us. So.
Okay, fantastic. We are going to go into a break for just a moment, but when we come back, we're going to wrap up, and we're going to talk about, again, how you can get involved. We're going to talk about a little bit more about the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. If you're just tuning in, I'm Michelle Slade, and you're listening to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. So stay tuned. More of this when we come back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. If you're just tuning in, I'm Michelle Slade. I'm the host of the show here. You can catch Heroes of the North State the second Tuesday of every month right here on KCNR 1460 AM, now FM. And today we are really excited. I am excited because we have in the studio Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund board members. And we have been talking for the last hour about this amazing nonprofit that's giving back financially to those who have had catastrophic events, whether it be not necessarily burn related, because we have Nick here in the studio with us, and Nick had suffered a stroke, and he is looking amazing and on the other end of that. And in part, I'd like to think a little bit of that is because he was a recipient of this fund. They showed up at the hospital. They gave him a blessing in the way of a check that he then could turn around and use how he saw fit best for his family during his recovery process. So, Nick, thank you for coming back in the studio with us.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. We're going to go on over, and we're going to talk a little bit more with Felix. Felix is going to share with us some ways that you can get involved and what their goals and dreams are for growing this nonprofit.
So as of currently right now, we do have only one event for our B&B, which is an annual golf tournament at Saturday, April 27th, 2019 at Gold's Hills Golf Course. We do have it's a four-person scramble. Entry fee is $90 per person. If you do want interest on that, we do have a P.O. box, golf tournament entry. The P.O. box is 994027, Redding, California, 96099-4027. Prizes are first, second, and third place. We give a hole-in-one to win $20,000, a long drive closest to the hole, 50-50 money, and then we have raffle items at the dinner. So currently what we've done is we've only been currently about 1 year. Come in April, we'll have been involved for, we started this up almost a year ago. Some of the goals that we have, like I said, this is to support our brothers and sisters in the fire department organization, also the community. One of the big things that we do is looking at giving back to the community for our sponsors that help us to make the success and able to have the funding to help folks in the catastrophic event need. So as we continue with this and move forward with this, the goal is to obviously do different events, whether it's a barbecue, some type of dinner, crab feed, and then something with that. And involvement with the community is that is just come and, you know, buy your ticket, participate, have a good time, enjoy the raffle items, and support us. That's what we're looking at doing. There is other Burnham Benevolence out there that we are looking at that have done very successful for themselves, and that's where we want to be so we can help out more and have the fundings there so that we're definitely helping the community and our brothers and sisters out in the fire department. And that's just not for, that's up and down the state, and that could be out of state also, just depending on what happens and where it goes and who comes to asking for it.
So it sounds like you're really only as limited as the funds you have because there's a great need out there.
Absolutely, yes. That's the big thing. You know, if the funds aren't there, then we're very limited to what we can do and for each individual. And right. It's a case-by-case with the scenario at hand, and then the board will look at it and see what we can do successfully and not, you know, take all the money away from the account. That's why we have to look at other events that can bring, you know, the events that can bring money in for us to help support us.
Right.
So we're not limited as much.
So as nonprofits go, I have an understanding, but if you're listening and maybe you're not certain, this nonprofit, 100% of the funds are going right back into the community, making a direct impact with individuals and their families.
That's correct.
And when you're supporting not only the golf tournament, but you also can make a generous contribution. Just if the golf tournament maybe is not your thing, but you want to write a check and you want to be part of this amazing cause, I encourage you, and I know that the board does as well, and I'm sure Nick does being a recipient. You've got to know other brothers and sisters out there who have been impacted by these tragedies of any kind. So please get a hold of these guys. I think that you're going to be so happy that you did. It's a 501c3. So of course, check with your accountants to find out how it could be tax deductible. But we encourage you to just support those who are supporting us, putting their lives on the line every single day to make a difference and to keep us safe and keep our family safe, keep our community safe. We definitely have seen that over the last few months with all the fires that we've had that have impacted not only Shasta County, but all of our brother counties and sister counties around us. So this is just a great opportunity that you can really sow back into our firefighting community. And please add to that if you will. But let's talk about what's the goals. What are we hoping to do? Do you have a goal for this event? And then, of course, how would you like to grow over the course of time?
Well, I think our goal for the event is, you know, obviously we have to make some money that sort of has propelled us to where we're at right now. So, you know, if it's $10,000-$20,000 or something like that for right now is really on average is what we make for every year for this golf tournament. So, you know, obviously we'd like to get back there. You know, I think that we set forth for ourselves, in a year's time, and Felix brought this up with others, to be sort of self-sufficient where we're at as far as, and not worrying about money. I think right now in the early stages of it, to be honest, since April, we're constantly checking the bank account and,
nice.
You know, so, and get working with our treasurer, Pat Buckner, to make sure that, you know, the funds are there when request comes in. Sometimes it's like a waterfall and we're like, oh my gosh, there's a bunch here and what are we going to do? And we really got to look at it. So, realistically, you know, by the end of the year, yes, we have a dollar value of, or a dollar amount that we're looking at. And I think that, if we can get ourselves somewhere similar to the other B&Bs throughout the state where it's about $80,000 to $100,000, okay, then that would take the pressure off of us. And we know that it's going to take work, and that's right. What we're all in. We're all running, you know, we're willing to do this. The people that, you know, like Nick sitting across from us, all we ask from people is to help us fundraise and help us do these things. Nick being a recipient of it, and of course has been great. So all we're saying is please, for those of us that are in the fire service, help us out in any way possible. But yeah. That's sort of a goal where we're at. I think Felix will talk a little bit.
And I think one of the big goals is for all of us here that's been involved with this and our supporters is, number one, is to be able to have that sufficient funding to where we don't have to tell people no.
Yes.
And that's one of the big things. And when I came on the board a year ago and I told these folks I was involved with the Tehama firefighter, Vernon Benevolent, down in Tehama, I told them when I came in, I said, my goal in 3 years is to have do an event that's going to make $100,000 or plus.
Yeah.
And then that gives us a little latitude. But the biggest goal is to not turn anybody away. You know, so that's the 10-year plan, the 3-year plan of what we're looking at. As time goes on, we'll get there. It's just going to take time. It's baby steps.
Right. So are you, you're able to take corporate donations, I imagine. So if you're a business or a corporation and you want to really give back to the firefighters here in our local community.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's more, you know, with our sponsorships and things that we're looking at, that we're trying as hard as we can to get. You know, I'll be honest, we're only limited to, you know, where this fund started was us firefighters in a small community donating to ourselves. It can only get so much there. So we're trying, we're asking, you know, and saying, hey, you know, if you're willing to, we know that there's a lot of things out there and that are need money donated to. And it's probably why you didn't hear a lot about us, you know, in the future, but, or should I say in the future, in the past, because there's other events such as the car fire, and we don't want to take the importance off of the community and what their needs are and things like that.
Okay.
So, you know, we're sort of behind the scenes, but we're there. We do a bunch of things, and we'll try to do the best we can.
Well, you know, and that's exactly why you're on the show, because you are the unsung heroes. You're the ones that aren't out toting your own successes or, you know, accomplishments. You're here because you're just a group of people who are doing the right thing, making a difference. You're rising above and beyond. You're a very humble group, which is wonderful to get to talk and meet all of you. And I love how your heart is really into just protecting your own, protecting your family, and ultimately protecting our community. If this isn't a cause to get behind, I don't know what is, to be really honest. So if you're just tuning in and you're listening, it is North State Now, Heroes of the North State, and I am Michelle Slade. Today in the studio, we've had the pleasure of meeting the board of directors for the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. And we're talking about their upcoming golf tournament that's going to be happening in April on the 27th at Gold Hills. But we're also talking about what a difference this group makes in the North State by becoming North State Heroes and giving back through financial contributions to those who have had catastrophic events, tragic events of any kind. And so we would encourage you to support this group. Please visit them on Facebook. Check out their – go ahead, Brandon, tell that website one more time or that email.
Yeah, it's Shasta Firefighters B&B. So it's all one word, Shasta Firefighters B and then the word and B. @gmail.com.
So today
and,
we have, oh, I'm so
and
sorry.
And then we do have Facebook, and it's just the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. You can look it up. And
yeah, please
and
like that page. All of this is in its infancy stages, but our goal is to help you as a community to grow. If you have a dollar to give or $10,000 to give, it all adds up. So please make a contribution. Brandon Lanning is the chairman. Thank you so much for joining us. We had Alyssa Hagerman, secretary. She spoke a little bit earlier. Thank you for joining us. And then Felix, we've heard from him, Barbina, more recently. He is the liaison of the group. And then, of course, Nick Ciapponi, he is a recipient. Thank you so much, Nick, for sharing your story and your journey with us. And I'm Michelle Slade. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us, because this show is really here to celebrate our unsung heroes, and we are excited to be able to come to you every second Tuesday of the month. You can tune in at 6 o'clock right after the news. So more of this. We'll see you next month. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.